This is Wade Breath here with the Chief Organizer's Report, my J. Thomas John Terrell story. The actor, comedian, radio personality J. Thomas, born John Terrell, died recently. I read his obituary with interest. His career had included memorable parts in some awards and shows from Mork and Mindy to Murphy Brown and more recently Ray Donovan on Showtime. The obits mentioned he was born in Texas, lived and went to high school in New Orleans, and died in Santa Barbara, California. In almost all of the reports, they mentioned his recurring guest spot around Christmas on the David Letterman Show when he would retell a classic story of the time when he and a buddy were doing a radio promo at a car dealership in Charlotte, North Carolina with the original Lone Ranger in full regalia, Clayton Moore. As it happens, I have a story that's often been retold in my own family as an enduring classic from my own adolescence in New Orleans, where John Terrell is also a central character. I'm not sure how it all came to be. We must have been 10 years old in fifth or sixth grade together, or maybe the Cub Scouts, but somehow John's mother connected with my mother in the way of the world in the 1950s and invited me to go with John to see a Saturday matinee at the Lakeview Theater across Bayou St. John from their big house on the other side. We were scheduled to see the classic Disney film Bambi, legendary to all children, and making another appearance at their neighborhood movie house. One thing must have led to another, and by the time John's mom dropped us off, the crowd there had swollen to full capacity, and we couldn't get tickets to the show. Mrs. Terrell had some place to go, and thinking nothing of it, there was another neighborhood theater right across the street on Harrison Avenue that was playing a double feature. So she gave us our ticket money and said she would pick us up at the end of the show. The movie had already started, and we ran in excitedly, getting seats in the darkened theater in the back where they were still available. It hardly mattered. Within minutes, we were howling in horror, crawling under the seats in fear. We would occasionally both raise our heads for a minute or two above the seats, like small prairie dogs coming up to look around from our holes before diving down to the floor again and holding our ears. We'd walked into Frankenstein and all of its black and white horror, and once we lived through that and finally settled into our seats for the first run release on the double bill, it was The Blob. Hardly less frightening to two young boys sidetracked from sweet fantasy of Bambi. In the Sputnik duck and cover 1950s, The Blob was almost more horrifying to us because it seemed it could seep down our own streets and gobble up our houses as well, eating us and everything around us as we watched helplessly. I'm not sure if John ever made anything of this story, but by the time it was the longest afternoon of our lives, and for me, one of the most vivid memories of my boyhood. It's also the often unspoken explanation for why I usually change the channel and walk out of the room when anything even remotely looks like a horror movie rolling across the screen. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.